Not long after moving to Prague at the start of 1991, Englishman Richard Drury began working as a curator at the Central Bohemian Gallery, previously known as the Czech Museum of Fine Arts, on Husová Street. He's been there ever since. Remarkably for a foreigner, he's also chairman of one section of the venerable Czech cultural organization Umělecká beseda. When we met, I asked Richard Drury if he'd found it hard finding a place in Prague's art world.
Not at that time. The early 1990s were a period of uncharacteristic openness and flexibility. I was lucky to meet people at the gallery where I've been working since then, and it was an opportunity that I guess would never have come around again. But the early 1990s were a great period for, as you were getting your foot in the door.
What about the Czech art at that time? What impression did it make on you, and how has Czech contemporary art developed since the early 90s?
Oh, big questions. Well, essentially, what fascinated me above all, I guess, in the early stage of my sort of learning about contemporary Czech art was the kind of life story of artists who, the generation, the so-called 70s generation, people who'd studied at the Academy of Fine Arts in the late 60s, entered the Czech sort of art scene in the 70s, a period of, neo-Stalinist repression, and had really had their backs against the wall. So for me, this essential question of you're an artist in a society that doesn't, or whose leading, or whose governing authorities don't want you to show your work or sell it. So for me, the so-called 70s generation was absolutely, it was lead into the whole concept of contemporary Czech art. We've moved on a long way since then. I mean, we're talking about artists who are now in their sort of early 60s. So, of course, you've got at least two, three generations have come up since then. I have to say that I'd still feel a strong bond with artists from this particular generation.
You now work at the Central Bohemian Gallery, and you're in charge of the collections of prints, drawings, and sculptures. Tell us, what exactly do you do?
The job of a curator has various aspects to it. Our gallery owns, as you mentioned, a collection of modern and contemporary Czech and international art. And as a curator in charge of collections, it's all about aspects of, looking after the collection, ensuring the works are being restored, well kept, well stored. It's about working with the collections, presenting them in various sort of combinations that shows various sort of features of the collection. And it's also about, sort of art historical writing, and expressing, your views on what's going on at the moment as well. So it's a kind of a bit partly art historical, but also partly, should we say, a critical role in terms of the art that's going on outside the walls of our institution.
I know your Czech is unusually brilliant for a foreigner. I've met very few foreigners who speak great Czech. Can you also, or do you also, write about art in Czech?
I have to. The job I'm in makes no accommodation for the fact that I'm a foreigner. If I don't express myself in convincing Czech, then I'm not convincing anyone. It's about knowledge, but it's also about how you express yourself. So in that sense, having studied 4 years at Cambridge, my real schooling came, from the time I arrived in Prague, really being immersed in a Czech-speaking environment and writing my texts in Czech and English.
Would the job of a curator here in Prague, in the Czech Republic, differ in any way from being a curator in England or the UK or elsewhere in the West?
I wouldn't have thought so, really. I think it involves very similar tasks and obligations. Where the curator stands in Czech society as opposed to, should we say, the English curator in English society, I still have this impression that Czech curators, at least of the middle and older generation, are much more academics than people who are keyed into society. The idea of a curator as also a community figure almost is one very, very alien to Czech curators, should we say, older than 50.
And speaking broadly, how would you compare the position of art in Czech culture compared to, say, in the UK?
I think Czech art still finds itself between being very institutionalized, very much part of a traditional institutional approach to culture, which means you go to the gallery, you're quiet, you follow the arrows, don't annoy the custodian ladies, and so on and so forth. And art that's growing up, should we say in the best possible sense, like weeds between the paving stones in roads and out in, you know, the broader context of the town and city. I think in time, it'll sort of balance out, that there will be more input from outside the institution into the institution. That's something I think will definitely come.
As well as your work at the Gallery of Central Bohemia, or the Central Bohemian Gallery, you also are involved with an organization called Umělecká beseda. What is that?
Umělecká beseda is, in Czech cultural terms, should we say, the grand old father of Czech cultural activity. It was founded in 1863 as part of the Czech sort of cultural revival. So it has this kind of patriotic sense about it. Of course, the irony being that being an Englishman, a foreigner in the Czech context, I'm now the chairman of the fine arts section. Umělecká beseda is interesting for me in the sense that it brings together not only just artists, but also musicians and writers. So there's a great interdisciplinary feel to it. It has this wonderful tradition. It kind of is something that I would say corresponds to my English sensibility in the sense that it's a tradition that you are able to, I don't know, renew and add a fresh layer to, which is great, I think, given the ups and downs and discontinuities of Czech society.
And what are its actual activities?
Well, speaking for the fine art section of Umělecká beseda, we unfortunately don't have a home to call our own. We sort of live really as a bunch of nomads, really. We're hoping to get a home, that's a different discussion. But what we do, our main activity is really exhibiting together. Not just sort of exhibitions including all members, but also in recent years I've been doing, should we say, more conceptual exhibitions with a selected number of Umělecká beseda members. For instance, this year in Litoměřice we did a show at a deconsecrated Jesuit Baroque church, which was wonderful. This chance to bring contemporary art into a spiritual setting and see how the dialogue, you know, sprang up between the art of today and this Baroque environment.